Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda tonight is the approval for our executive session minutes of March 12th.
Motion to approve, Mayor.
We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the March 12th executive session minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The record show that all council persons are here and the vote was unanimous. Next is the statement for the reason for the executive session. Under the Open Meetings Act of the State of Maryland, there are two reasons. First, to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom this public body has jurisdiction, or any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individuals. Second was to consult with counsel to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. And the next item for the consideration is the approval of the regular session minutes for March 12th.
Motion to approve, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes as they've been submitted by Councilmember Goyas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Thank you very much. And now we have a Christine Anderson, if you would, tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Come right on up, please. Yes.
They just, if you want to say something, you can go ahead.
Yeah, just sit right there. Make yourself at home. Yeah, everything's on the internet and recorded.
Okay.
You can sit if you like, whatever you come with.
Okay.
You never know.
Really, this is my first time here at one of the town meetings, and I've owned the house since 2003. I've been very happy there, trying to make no problems, and I live 3 hours away, so in Maryland, but we come down, the family come down, and we really enjoy it. Quiet. I only had one problem, and this is it was so cold, the water pipe broke on me from the outside. And one of the neighbors had flooded their yard, and they called. And the water was turned off as soon as, I guess, they found out. I'm not anywhere near here, so it was okay that the water was turned off. The only problem was when I got the bill, like $1,400 worth. And so my thing was, I didn't use the sewage because it was on the outside. And I thank God for that, so the house wasn't ruined. But I talked to the mayor, I talked to
Jane.
And they worked with me on that bill because it's a lot. So now, as I told Jane, well, I don't have anything to say. I was going to fuss about it. But they work with me, so now I've got a happy camper. Okay. So that's all I have to say.
Yeah. Let me thank you and appreciate you coming and sharing your story. I have to say, I think we were temporarily overwhelmed by that.
No, first I was overwhelmed.
Yes, you were more so than I think we were all overwhelmed with that extreme cold spell. And we appreciate very much your kind comments. I hope you don't have any more stresses like this, but if you do, I hope you feel very comfortable in approaching anybody in town to help you out.
Okay, well, thank you so so much.
Thank you.
Ms. Anderson, can you state your address? I'm not familiar with where you live or where your property is located. Yes, ma'am.
501 Flower Street.
501 Flower.
Berlin.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Yes. Hope you don't have to drive back tonight, Jimmy.
I probably will.
Oh, my. Good luck. Take your time. Item three on our agenda, 3A, is a motion 2018-07, approving the electric service agreement between the town of Berlin and Sunrise Church. Laura, you have a...
Yes, is there a representative from Sunrise here in the audience? They had asked to come in and get an extension. It was my understanding that somebody would be here to speak to this. I can't if...
Yeah, go ahead. Just go ahead. No, let's go ahead.
Okay. So the Sunrise Church property is in the Berlin Electric Service Territory. It has migrated from Delmarva to the town many years ago. The last, I would say, the last half a percentage point in that process, for some reason, that step had never been taken. We had talked to Sunrise last year, and they asked if they could have some time to adjust to the transition, and we said sure. The expiration date for that, it was about a year, is on Wednesday. We met with them this last week before last, and Pastor Hammer asked for another extension. They're doing some projects with Delmarva Power, and they would like an extension until the 1st of November.
Okay. And basically, this is a procedural thing. There was nothing that really happened that changes the circumstances.
No, I think the only thing that changes between the last time we had this conversation and today is the, as I understand it, the church's interest and development options have changed.
Okay.
And so the cost of transitioning on to Berlin Electric is actually going to be less expensive.
Okay.
I know Tim's gone out and met with a staff person from Sunrise to talk about their specific arrangement. I'm surprised because they didn't tell me they could have someone here tonight to talk about it.
That's okay. But I'm anticipating that we'll have the church's blessing if we lower the cost. Right? Is that a fair expectation? Oops, it basically goes to change of development plans here.
Right.
That, quite aggressive.
That's fine. Honestly, it is fine, and I agree that we should do something to help them. But honestly, from this point going forward, if somebody's asking for this, I'd really like them to be here. I mean, we're here. They should be here. I've got no problem with tabling it, but I'll do whatever the rest of you guys decide to do.
I got no problem with tabling.
I have no problem with tabling.
Okay.
Since there's not a representative here, I had a problem with it.
Yeah. I'm with Troy. I have no problem approving it this evening if we'd like to move forward, but. But yeah, it's up to.
So I'll move that this be tabled.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Burrell that this motion 2018-07 be tabled until the next meeting. And Laura, can you check with them?
Certainly.
See if somebody will be here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Due to their not being a representative here from the chair.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilman Burrell to postpone this motion until the next meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, now we'll move on to item 3B, the motion 2018-08, approving the mayor's appointee recommendation for commission members. I will leave this out. That way everybody will have the same information the council has. I wish to recommend the following appointments or reappointments to the following board and commissions to fill expired terms or vacancies. I reach out to the folks who I am nominating, and I have confidence they will serve our community with integrity and uncommon common sense. For the Board of Zoning Appeals, these are 3-year terms, and all 4 are reappointments. Woody Bunning, 201 Ann Drive. Joe Moore, 319 South Main Street. Jay Nurr, 102 Kenwood Court. and Doug Parks of 7 Baker Street. Next month, I anticipate having a nominee for your consideration to fill the vacancy that was just created through the resignation of Karen Mortensen. All right, so the next is Historic District Commission. This is also a 3-year term. For reappointment, I'd like to recommend Mary Moore, 218 North Street, or as a new member, Norman or Norney Bunning of 201 Pitt Street, and a new alternate, the Alan Palmer of 307 William Street. For the Planning and Zoning Commission, that's a 5-year term. I'd like to recommend the reappointment of Phyllis Purnell of 412 Flower Street, and as a new alternate, David, or as he's well known as DJ Lockwood of 527 Flower Street. For the Board of Supervisors of Elections, 4-year term, I'm recommending Tony Bowen of 522 Flower Street for an appointment, and he would be a returning member because he has served on the Board of Supervisors 2 years ago. That's my recommendation.
I looked at the recommendations, and I feel comfortable with everybody that's been reappointed, so I'd like to make a motion that we approve these folks. Glad to see Phyllis coming back on.
Yeah, I talked to her a while ago, a few weeks ago, months ago, and said, you wanted to give you a heads up? I don't like this avoiding surprises, and she was very gracious.
Anthony Bowen, and
accepting the nomination for
$1,000.
Okay, we have motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the nominations for appointment or reappointment for four of our boards and commissions. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. And Laura, would you make sure that the folks who are appointed or reappointed get notifications early as possible?
Great.
Sure.
Thank you. Next is 3C. This is motion 2018-09, a motion approving the public safety mutual aid agreement. And this is something I know we discussed a couple months ago. Thank you, you and Chief, want to do this one?
Yeah, actually, I'll have
to. Okay.
Had opportunity with our council, with the council from the county, to go ahead and review and actually make a few changes to the original document, to go ahead and provide something that would ensure that document actually up there has the enforcement powers and protection that both the town and the county needs to provide this actual mutual aid agreement. So I'm definitely confident that it's ready to be signed and prepared. And again, our attorney did have opportunity to go ahead and review the document.
Does anyone have any questions? Chief Downing, regarding the public safety mutual aid agreement with the Sheriff's Department.
And again, this was a kind of house cleaning type of, we currently are under mutual aid agreement with them, but again, this is a document in which up there we had sheriff, two sheriffs before signing and the prior chief signing.
I have one question, if you don't mind. Do we have a document like this in place with the state? As well.
State does not do mutual aid agreements.
Okay.
We have a motion to approve the public safety mutual aid agreement with the Mr. County Sheriff's Department and the Town of Berlin, primarily our police department. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is 3D on our agenda, motion 2018-10, approval of the fiscal 19 program open space annual development project. And our administrative services director, Mary Boland, sir.
This is what we commonly refer to as our annual wish list that we submit to Worcester County. Just a reminder that the program open space program works a little bit differently than some other grant programs, and that the monies are allocated to the counties, then the counties have a choice as to whether or not to keep all of that money or allocate portions of it to the municipalities. We were very fortunate in Berlin and Worcester County for many, many years. The county did allocate funds back to the municipalities. We went through a period of time where they were not able to do that, but last year they did give us an allocation of $20,000, which we applied to the tennis courts program. I couldn't predict at this point whether that'll occur again this year, but essentially the list that you have in front of you is basically the same list that we've been presenting for several years. We do apply for community parks and playgrounds monies, which is also under program open space, but that particular fund is available only to municipalities and not to the county. So the combination of funds hopefully will come through again, and we'll be able to make use of that again. But essentially what you are approving is this list of priority projects that we're submitting to the county.
So does anyone have any questions for Mary regarding any of the proposed projects that are priorities for the Berlin Parks?
No, I'll make a motion to approve 2018-09-10 program open space and redevelopment projects.
Okay, we have a motion by Council Member Pennell to approve the FY19 program open space annual development project list. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for all the work you're doing in keeping all those folks in the pipeline. Next is item number 4 on the agenda, a recommendation of award for Gay Street Riverway Improvement. This recommendation should have received in your packet. And this is for acceptance of the town engineering firm, which is Regis Cohen Cannell Salisbury. After receiving the bid, it's recommended that we accept the bid from Goody Hill Groundwork Incorporated for this project in the amount of $178,550. Now, Jane Kurtzweil, question, is this in the current budget?
The streets and the sidewalk work was the after the construction started with some of the commercial properties, it was determined that the water line needed to be increased in size. It could not provide adequate water pressure to the facilities with this new building. So the water line has to be increased for the entire length of the road.
Yeah. I guess my question is, is the funding available?
It's available.
It's available in the contingencies,
right? Yes.
And the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'll make sure we knew what was coming.
I would just like to point out for the mayor and council status that Josh Taylor, in the audience, Josh Taylor from BBF is here. If you have any questions regarding the bid process or the proposals that were submitted.
What was our original budgeted amount for this project?
Do you remember what the engineer's estimate was, Josh?
I think the original, sorry, may approach.
Hey, Josh.
Josh Taylor, Davis Bonner, Bill. I believe it was around $205,000 for the construction. Two of the bids came in over that, and one bid came in under that. Lucky that the bid came in low as it did was from a local trusted contractor that we were comfortable working with, the town's comfortable working with. Otherwise, I may not have been able to put together a recommendation from last Friday to today. We got a very good, solid number. I walked the site with the contractor. I know that they are aware of what it's going to take to do it. They're aware of the town's requirements and the vehicle comfortable proceeding. Less of the number came in under our recommendation.
Were we able to extend that roadway over to the pole like the original discussion from the community?
Yes.
We were.
To within a foot or two of the pole. We want to put two bollards right on the poles foot minimum entirely. And once you get down to the grove, there's not much you can do. But we did, listening to what the input the people had at our public meeting, it seemed like one of the major complaints was that the road was already narrow, and so we addressed that by holding or widening, slightly widening it, and making it a more consistent width throughout that street. But it's a short street.
And the original budgeted amount was $205,000?
I don't have that number in front of me, but the budget amount did not include the extensive work that we are proposing here. So if it's over amount that was budgeted, the difference would be covered from the rainy day fund, which is a contingency. But I can email the exact amount
later on. Please, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the bid of $178,550 awarded to Goody Hill Groundwork Incorporated.
And we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to accept the bid that has been recommended by our town engineering firm in the amount of $178,550 for water main improvements on K Street. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Have we decided how we're going to do that with minimal impact to the businesses by chance? I know we've thrown around a bunch of days, possibly Saturdays, Sundays, whatever. Have we figured anything out like that?
We've talked with contractors, let them know that coordinating with individual property areas is going to be key on this. We know that the Galoa was closed on Mondays.
Mondays.
The haircutter is also closed on Mondays. So we're going to schedule our work around those schedules, minimize not only traffic impacts, but minimize water shutdowns. And really what we're looking at is about a 2-foot trench.
Sure.
All the way to the edge of the road. So it's not like we're digging a big hole down the middle of the road. We're thinking if we can do this with minimal impact, negligible impact that is expected with the construction project.
Until we open up the road.
Sorry.
Till we open up that road and dig up what's under there. So will you be handling the communication? Will our town administrator or the two of you? Or
I'll be working with Laura.
Okay,
and Laura
good.
Usually works with the public.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm an engineer. I know that's all
we've created an email group like we did for Baker Street. We
yes, ma'am.
Created an email group, and I sent a notice out to them over the weekend to let them know that we have this recommendation on the agenda. I realized it came together very quickly, but we have an interest in moving this project forward to try to get it finished earlier in as early in the summer months as we possibly can because of its location downtown.
And is that everything? That includes everyone on Gay Street, the builder, the new developer, everyone?
Yeah, actually it's got a few extra people in because there's just, in my opinion, potentially affect folks that live on other streets adjacent to Gay Street, so it's a broader mix. And it also includes everybody that came to the community meeting we had on this project, several months ago.
Great. Could you make sure that we're added too, please?
Sure.
Great. Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next is our departmental reports. First, Finance Director, Natalie Samir.
Good evening. Just a quick update on budget process. We have completed meetings with each department, and basically each department came with the projections and requested the amounts for fiscal 19. We sat together, reviewed, and everything been entered in the software Tyler, where basically all the information, details, and notes going. So we're moving forward, and April the 16th is the first workshop for general fund. Police will not be included. They will go with the enterprise 2 weeks later.
In between our regular council meetings.
So
the way we've been doing for many minutes.
Yes. Correct.
So everybody can absorb as we go.
So we'll go over the general fund revenues and expenditures, and I will be forwarding you reports for review before the meeting, so you will have them in PDF and Excel files.
Great. Any questions for Natalie? Next is the Administrative Service Director report, Mary Bowen.
If you have been by Stephen Decatur Park, you've noticed that the tennis court project has begun. The Public Works Department took down the fence with a little more trouble than we might have anticipated. But other than that, really nothing has happened, but should be happening at any time. I think Tim can actually give you an update on the lighting, which will be probably one of the first things that we'll actually start to see work on. We've coordinated, Josh has coordinated the contractors so that everything is being done in such a manner that we will not have to come back and tear up any new surfaces. So at the end of this, we should have a very nice project.
What is the rough estimate, realizing weather is not being cooperative?
Roughly, they have until mid, late June.
Okay.
Not quite June 30th, but a little beyond 15th.
I know there's a lot of anticipation, so thank you for that report. Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director, Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I wanted to add to Mary and tell Tim that the electric department helped tremendously with taking down the fence. We couldn't have done it without them and their bucket truck. They were very helpful. I also wanted to say that Baker Street was able to be the final pavement was done. There is still quite a bit of concrete work that needs to be done, and they're waiting for the temperatures to be warm enough in order to make those make those repairs and make sure that they're not going to crack. So, William Pine Maple Cedar Stormwater Project started today. Well, actually, the contractor was mobilized today. He was out there doing test pitting. They will be out on William Street tomorrow. There will be a lane closure, but not a total road closure on William Street. They should just be out there for the day. At the end of the day, any excavation that they did will be repaired as they did on William Street, so that the road can be passed through at the end of the day. We did meet with or notify all the residents that might be impacted in that general area and let them know that at certain times of the day, they won't be able to pass their normal way, but there'll always be ways around. And for the most part, there will not be a road closure. It'll just be a lane closure, so that it'll always be passable. But at the end of every day, they will be able to get through. And we are out and about reading meters again this week. So I always like to let everybody know so that you don't worry that somebody's roaming through your yard.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Jane?
Pardon me? They are not. They're still, Dave can probably address that better. Yes, it's been a swamp. Yeah. Well, that's part of the contractor's responsibility, and he will do that, but staff will also put some nice plantings around there, yes.
That was about the only item I was going to mention in my report. I met with the contractors, Mason, the guy who did the foundation last week, and he said he'd be in touch with me this week when, you know, it was awful wet last week. They have basically two or three items to do for us. Inside the utility closet, if you will, where all the plumbing and electric come in, it's like a crawl space arrangement down there. And Jane and Jamie had said their preference was to fill that with gravel so they could, not dirt, not concrete like we could have had, so that if they ever have to get it, the lines coming out of the ground, the water line and the sewer line, they could get it easily. So he has to get in there and fill those with gravel and then put the lids back on them. They're like trap doors. That's one big item. The other responsibility he's got is to do exactly what you're saying, to finish grade everything, the dirt area, so that it could be seeded for grass. So he wants to get in there. He was waiting for it to kind of dry out, not be all mud, but yes, that's something, you know, and it froze hard. It was kind of hazardous there for a while with the cold weather, so he'll grade that and do the gravel. When we went out, Jeff Fleetwood and I and Jane and Jamie went out a couple weeks ago when we had the problem with the plumbing, the faucets had frozen. Well, they rectified that. But when we went the last time to set the timers and the magnetic door locks. We tested the water fountains. They hadn't been turned on yet because of the cold weather. Well, evidently they froze at the factory. So the outside water fountains, it sprays water all over the sidewalk. So they have ordered those. So we'll get those in a couple of weeks. He said 3-4 weeks before they show up. And then the plumber will have to go back out and put them on. That won't stop us from opening the restrooms. If we could get the those items taken care of, then we could close out the contract, and then we would feel comfortable opening the restrooms. We didn't want, until these items were rectified, we didn't want to open it to the public. That might constitute our acceptance of the contract and the building, and it's got some problems there. There's a screen that's torn. We think that came that way on delivery on one of the louver vents that allow air into the units, you know, to breathe. There's a small issue where the siding meets the soffit, where the finished product doesn't extend all the way, so you see some exposed wood of the exterior sheathing, the exterior plywood. We want that so that it doesn't weather or the termites don't find it, even though it's up high. So we want those things rectified also. And so that constitutes our punch list. And I'm hoping that at least we get the groundwork and the gravel out of the way this week, like he said. And then we'll wait on the water fountains, and we could probably, it's operational. Mm-hmm. The heat works. We had that going. The hot water heater, water heater works. You know, toilet sinks, they all work. The lighting, the timers are on now, we set those. And the magnetic locking system, you know, that's on a timer, that works too. So we're real close. I'd like. I know.
We have available porta potties.
In the bathroom downstairs, do the bathrooms that are open to the public off the street, are those activated and flushed based off the sensor, or do you have to manually touch those every time?
There are sensors.
Yeah.
Are they functioning appropriately? Because I've been in there the past couple.
A couple
times.
Are slow.
Okay.
And I had an RYD coming out here a couple of weeks ago. So.
Can we maybe keep an eye on those? Because I was in. Two times last week, and they were both, they had waste in them.
Yeah. And that's something I would say, that was the whole point of having the comments actually through that project. So the entire rest of the building is involved, you know, would be important. I mean, the rest of it's been.
I went through and flushed them all, but I mean,
yeah.
It's
just something that
it doesn't
like,
look the best.
Maybe something that can be put there and use like a or if there's a kind of way to put it. Yeah, I know that.
It just doesn't send the best image with a nice clean bathroom and then to.
It's kind of contradictory. Thank you. Any other questions? Secretary of Port Bates.
Good evening. The main focus of the electric department over the past week or so has been the tennis court project. We worked with Public Works and some of Jane's people, you know, concerning removing the fence around the court. Also, we had to trim a couple of trees and actually remove one of the trees for the new light poles that are going in. I met with Jeff, he's the guy with Aerial Crane. I met with him today. We actually transported all the concrete bases for all six poles to the site this morning. We transported them over there. And they're actually, Aerial Crane's going to start drilling the holes tomorrow. They're going to do the back three in the back of the court. And they're actually going to set those bases and pour the concrete tomorrow. Once they install the bases, they have to set up for about 2 days before you can install the poles on them. And then what they're going to do is finish the three in the back, they're going to install the bases, and then they're going to move to the front three, drill those, set the bases, pour the concrete. So if everything goes well, we should possibly be able to start setting the new poles on Thursday. Weather permitting, if it doesn't rain us out or anything like that. Aerial Crane is very familiar with this type of lighting system. They've done several of them throughout the area. They just did the one up on Naylor Mill Road, I believe it is. They just finished that one at the sports complex up there, so they're very familiar with it. So that we're moving on that, and then I have the another company lined up after them to bore in the conduit to feed all the lights, all the poles, so they'll be coming in next after them, and hopefully we can get the lights up and running. And then also on the, you'll notice when you leave out of here tonight, if you look to the left of the parking lot out back, you'll notice a new street light that was installed. We got several calls concerning that the bus stop area was dark at nighttime, so we installed a new Victorian style street light there, and it should be operational tonight. Yeah, I hope so.
Assuming power's on, right?
Yes. And then also all the street lights and material have been ordered for the Schooner Lane and Intrepid townhouse development. The lights take about 12 weeks to get here, so sometimes they show up a little early. As soon as they get here, we'll start that project, installing the new lights in that area. And then, as Jane mentioned, we're going to start meter reading tomorrow morning. It takes about 2 days to do that, so we'll be out and about in the neighborhood. Thank you.
We are starting to schedule for the events in April, making sure that we have enough people working in order to be reviewing all of the plans and review everything. We've gotten everything we've needed from Sharon to go ahead and get us started on our way. So again, I think we're really ready for the event season to go ahead and start. We had an opportunity to go ahead and talk to schools in regards to some of the parking issues. So we'll be actually speaking to some of the facility manager, Mr. Price, and we will actually be talking a little bit more with the administrators in reference to the program and some of the parking issues that they've actually caused. So we're actually really working on that as we speak. And the keys to the whole police department have been presented. We are finally moved out with everything, so we just look at Jeff and say, hey, that's my report for the team. We'll start off with thank you very much for those kind words.
For any other organization.
And again, speaking about active shooting safety, and security in the church, we've actually been blessed to do 5 presentations so far. So again, as he would say, I am here and available to all 14 churches within the town limits and anyone else outside to schedule. And we'll probably be back to go ahead and come to you. Again, thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Council.
actually asked to come over and go on. Just real quick, on the 4th of April, 9 a.m. in this chamber, Representative will be here. We can discuss the damage for these. The topic is Medicare, all the supplemental, how the whole process works. HR will be right there, served, or will be about 60 people.
Nine a.m.
Thank you. Very interesting. It seems like every time we participate in something new, we pick up some pointers.
We learn.
And we also share.
Thank you. That's it for me.
Just one quick thing. I just want to make the chief aware. I received 3 different phone calls from folks that are living in the area of Bay and West Branch Street. They've got problems with loitering at night, people drinking, urinating on their yards. They tell me that there's drug use. I don't know how they know that, but of course they smell something. But if we could get somebody to go down around that area sometime after midnight, if they're just out and about, I certainly would appreciate it. I did ask them to come tonight, but they're not here.
And I would even suggest that they call again.
I know, and I did tell them that because I knew that's what you were going to say to me. But again, they're afraid of reprisals, Chief. What can I tell you?
I'm going to actually make a phone call since it is the third time a person has told me that the same individual is a cross street and it branches off for people
yes, sir.
This way and that way. And with the warmer weather, we're going to have more of it. And we definitely need help from the citizens to get a call as things are going on. 3 days later just does not help us out. And
of course not. I'll call them all tonight when I get home. I'll let them know that, though.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief. That's all I've got.
And I have to say, just we've had great success compared to the beginning of this century. There was many reluctant people who wouldn't call. And through the police chief's efforts and the entire police department, community conversations that we've had held and neighborhood meetings, there has been a significant reduction in activities that used to be tolerated. But that key was we always have had a very professional police force. The key has been participation of citizens, and when they see something, they say something.
Oh, and I agree. The one likes to go outside and stand on their front porch. I told them, please don't do that.
No,
please don't.
But it is interesting. We have us all. We invest. One of the biggest investments we make as a community is in public safety. That's
absolutely.
The police, fire, and EMS. People don't realize it. We don't make a big deal about it. It's a basic responsibility. And but that can be set in motion because realistically, if we have police officers in every neighborhood hitting every street every night, we'd have to have hundreds.
we'd have
a police force bigger than there's in the city. but it's interesting when citizens do look out for each other, look out for their neighbors, keep eye. They have an older neighbor nearby, and the other neighbors have got maybe teenage children and want to make sure that they come and go safely. And all they do is share that information with our police department and with other neighbors. It's amazing how these things tend to just evaporate. Maybe not completely, not forever, but We've seen this happen, and I think it's a lesson that needs to be relearned every generation.
I agree.
And, want people to let us know what's happening. But I know I've had some calls this winter, and I said, did you call the police? No, I'm not going to do that. I told you. I'm not a magician. So, and I'm happy to hear people and hear what's going on, but I can't prevent something after the fact.
Exactly.
And I think that needs to be said for the police department, because I know they're very anxious to stay right on top of these things. So, thank you for bringing it up.
I have nothing.
I have, the only thing I have is for about a month in the Branch Street, the Flower Street area, Comcast telephone has been crazy.
Yes.
You call your neighbor or call down the street and you'll be talking and it cuts you right off. We have about a dozen telephone calls to Comcast and some visits to different neighbors, including my house. They came out last week and they guaranteed that all the phone system has been reworked and all the phones should be working and we shouldn't have any more problems. So if anybody has any more problems, please let the town know. It's not a whole lot the town can do, but at least let us know and we can correct the problem. But they have guaranteed that they have started from somewhere in Dover and worked their way down to Berlin, and they've corrected the system. So that's Comcast telephone, not the TV, but Comcast telephone.
I appreciate the people letting us know, because we do meet with them once a year.
Right.
Compliment Tim and his crew, Justine Zenga, the proprietor of the Blacksmith restaurant. I saw her in the parking lot when she was pulling up this afternoon when they had finished the new light. And she said, oh, it looks great. She said, please thank Tim and all his crew. And because she's one that was looking for that extra light for her employees and customers at night in the dark. And she said, and please thank everyone with the town. So that's why I wanted to pass that.
Thank you.